Every spring and every fall, Operation Icebridge Alaska flies surveys over Alaska's glaciers to look at how they change over time.
There really is no question at this point that glaciers in Alaska are losing mass and contributing a lot to sea level.
Evan Burgess is a scientist with the Glaciers Group at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysical Institute.
The big question for us at this point is exactly how much sea level rise we're going to be dealing with.
Burgess took part in a teleconference with scientists from NASA this week to discuss the agency's various airborne field campaigns. He says the only way to predict sea level rise accurately is to find out how glaciers respond to temperature, changes in precipitation, and to look at the change in the rate of iceberg production.
All of these things are very tricky to figure out in Alaska because Alaska is massive. The glaciers are very complex. They cover an area the size of South Carolina, and each of these glaciers are responding to climate change in a different way.
A small airplane is outfitted with a LIDAR altimeter or scanning laser. It flies over glaciers to measure their surface elevation. Burgess says over time, the data from those flights tell scientists how fast Alaska's glaciers are changing.
For the few glaciers that terminate in the ocean, most of their potential for catastrophic iceberg mass loss has kind of already run its course. And what that has done is it's changed those glaciers in a way that's making them relatively resilient to climate change right now.
But the vast majority of glaciers in Alaska don't terminate in the ocean. Burgess says mass loss among Alaska's mountain glaciers, like those in the Wrangell-St. Elias, is controlled entirely by changes in climate.
And for these glaciers, we're seeing a very, very different pattern. All of the glaciers are shrinking without exception, and collectively they're actually shrinking way faster than we previously thought. And this is so much so that they're actually offsetting the relatively small amount of mass loss that we're seeing from glaciers calving into the oceans.
Earlier this year, the disintegration of the West Antarctic ice sheet made headlines, in part because the long-term effect is a global rise in sea level. But Burgess says it's unlikely Alaska's glaciers will have the same effect.
Glaciers in Alaska are actually more closely tied and more sensitive to climate than we previously thought. And what this means in the case of controlling Alaska's contribution to sea levels, it really is in our own hands.
The project was originally started by researchers at UAF back in 1994. For the last 6 years, funding has come from NASA's Operation Icebridge program. Funding will continue at least through next year. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.